Okay, we'll start Parshas Nasi. Nasi happens to be the biggest single Parsha of the year, 176 Psukim. Right where the Psukim are towards the end, they have to do with the Chanukas HaMishkan, when every Nasi brought certain Kabbalahs, starting from Nachshon Ben Aminadav and Rish Chodesh Nisan, all the way through all the Shvatim. But that's the bulk of the Parsha. The Parsha starts off with the census of the Levium. After the Levium, it talks about Gezel Ager, what happens if you have Gezel Ager and you swear and you have a Chaimish and there's no Yarshim, then you give it to the Kehanim. It talks a little bit about Shoma. Then the Torah goes into Parsha Saita. Okay, so you have Parsha Saita, a woman who is unfaithful to her husband or is suspected of being unfaithful to her husband. And the Torah says how the husband takes her to the Mishkan, and you give her a certain carbon, you raise Hashem's name. After that, the Torah speaks about the Nazir, which we're going to discuss today. And then Birchas Kahanim, right? Birchas Kahanim. And it's more or less the general themes of the Parsha. Okay, so if you take a look at this week's Torah, it's the story of how Shimshon Agiba was born. His father's name was Manoach, and the Malach appears to them, and the Malach tells them that he's going to have to be a Nazir his whole life, and the Malach is about to disappear, and Manoach's father and mother beg the Malach, "What's your name?" Or Manoach says to the Malach, "V'yom Malach Hashem le'tish al shmi, v'hu Peli." The Malach says, "What are you asking my name? It's Peli. My name is Peli." So one shot is, Peli just means it's a mystery, it's a Pella. Okay, but I saw a few different Pirushim say, no, you know why? We know a Malach is named after his mission, Raphael. He's the Malach in charge of Emunah on Refuah. Right, every Malach, Gabriel, he's the Malach that's Emunah Midas Adin. Every Malach is named after his mission. What was this Malach's mission? To portend or to tell them about the birth of Shimshon, who's going to be a Nazir Shimshon. And in this week's Parsha, when the Torah discusses Nazirus, the Torah starts off, "Vayda b'shem ha'ishalema, dabo b'nei sova, madlam ishki, isha, ki yafli, nindar, nedar, nazir, la'az Hashem." So Nazirus is called Yafli. So that's why he said, "My name is Peli." Okay, but what does the word Yafli, lindar mean? What does the word Yafli, lindar? Okay, so the different Purushim, if you take a look at Unklis, Malul and Bnei Yisrael v'semel hain givari itasa, man or woman, hare yifarish. That is explicit. I think that's what the Targum means, Unklus means. That's very daima to the Gemara in Adarim. The Gemara in Adarim says, or Parfin says in Adarim, that let's say you're sitting on a bench and someone walks by with long hair, and you don't know if he's a Nazir or not. You say to yourself, "I'm taking upon my zeers if that guy's a Nazir." Okay, so is he a Nazir or not? So you have to chase the guy down the block. Hello, are you a Nazir? And then you come back and tell the guy, yes, he's a Nazir. The Nazirus is not Chal, because at the time you made your Nazirus, you didn't know if you're a Nazir. That means when you expressed it, it wasn't a clear expression of Nazirus. And the Gemara says, "Amar Tarfin Mishara Chaver V'yam Harini Nazir, Em Zen Nazir, V'lehikir Boy Sasha, Show you Nazir, Afal Pishnoi de Lachem, Mikanshu Nazir, A Nazirus Chalalov, Mishun de Be'ina de Konazir, Vinyan Hafla'a V'lega." So according to this Pshat, Hafla'a means explicit speech. Okay, that's the first Pshat. Okay, the Rashi says, Ishki Yafli is Yafrish. I think Rashi's saying not like that. I think Rashi's saying he's separating himself, which is similar to what the Sephorno says. Yafrish atzmei min hevlei v'tanugis b'nei adam. Here's a person that's going to separate himself from other people. Generally, people are balei taiva. He's distinguishing himself. Yafrish, you're distinguishing yourself from regular people. Okay, the B'nivet says even sharker. Yafli, Yafrish. So again, the first shot is like Rashi. The second shot, the Yafli means Pella. What's the Pella that he did? Ki roiva oilam holchenach etavoisam. Most of the world, people have no self-control. But this guy exercises the self-control. He's doing a davar shel Pella. It's in the Stipler, Krina de Igrisa. Very nice letters over there. So over there, he's talking about a certain chatom that people are nichshulin. He says, as a mechanech, when you talk to them about these chatom, don't discuss the negative. Give them the positive, that if you tell a person, if you control yourself, You know how special that is, a chashuv in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Never to highlight the negative, but to highlight the positive. Instead of saying, oh, what a bum you are, look, you have no self-control. When a person exercises a little bit of self-control, Ibn Ezra says, that's a pella. If ki yafli, he does an act of pella. It's very reminiscent of what the Ramak says. Before the Arizal became the Mekubal in Tzfas, the Gadol Hadar in Kabbalah was the Ramak, Ramesha Cordovero. He wrote a sefer, as we all know, people learn it during Elul, called Taima Devaira. Now, Taima Devaira, he says, he bases his sefer in Avodas Hashem, how we have to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midas. So one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midas is, he says, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misnai Kemidas Bas V'dam. He says, Hashem is not like a human being. If me and you get into a fight, even if we make shalom, it's never going to be the way it was. We get into a bad fight. Even if we make peace, it's not going to be the way it was. Mashen ken HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if a person has tshuva, that Baal Tshuva is even gadol from the tzaddik meikar. Right? The Gemara says that, according to one opinion, that a Baal Tshuva is even greater than the tzaddik. Okay, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a person back, even higher, which is very relevant to this week's parasha in Birchas Kanim. Because in Birchas Kanim we say, if you take a look at Birchas Kanim, it's three psukim. It's three general brachas, but each bracha is two. Yivrech Hashem Yishmerecha. What does that mean? Hashem says, I'm going to give you money. Yishmerecha. Hashem's going to watch it that no one takes away from you. A guy can make a lot of money, but if the IRS takes it away from you, what good is your money, right? So that each bracha is two brachas. Yivrech Hashem, Yishmerech. Then it says, Yo Hashem Panei Bilecha Luchuneke. The second bracha has to do with Torah. That now in Torah there's also two things. You can learn Torah, and then you yourself could generate Chidushei Torah. So that's also two brachas. Yo Hashem Panei Bilecha Luchuneke. Hashem should enlighten you, that's the Torah. Luchuneke, and give you the ability to say Chidushim. And the last bracha has to do with Tshuva. Yiso is Hashem of Tshuva. Yiso Hashem Panei Bilecha. So not, in Joshua's Nachos David, it says that there are two Nekudas in Tshuva as well. You do Tshuva, okay, Hashem can be mechapi you. But to restore the relationship, that's V'yasim L'chasholim. Hashem is going to be at peace with you. Okay, that's that idea. So he says, just very briefly, an unbelievable Vard al-Pi Kabbalah, it says, Ayil Mazeh was created with a hay. Okay, what does that mean, created with a hay? So it says, because why is it created with a hay? So it says, if a person does hay, it will fall out. Will fall out from the bottom of the hay. And the Ramak says, and then the Gemara says, and why is it there's a break between the top part of the hay and the leg of the hay? That if he wants to do tshuva, he can come back on top. So the Gemara says, why don't you just come back the way you came from? If you fell out the bottom of the hay, just come back from the bottom of the hay. So it says, lame steinmills, he's not going to be able to. The Ramak says, just to explain what the Ramak is saying, I used to have a neighbor that was a recovering alcoholic. He was an AA, he wasn't Jewish. One time he was sick, so I was talking to him, he told me he's sick, he has a horrible cold. So I said, I have cold medicine, you want me to get it for you? He told me he can't take cold medicine. I said, what are you talking about? He says he's a recovering alcoholic. Since cold medicines have alcohol, it's a chashash that you'll take the cold medicine and you'll revert back to your alcoholism. So the people that are recovering from any kind of addiction have to make a lot of restrictions on themselves. Somebody who's an alcoholic, you're not worried, it's not going to be a gateway drug. A guy who's never was an alcoholic, you don't say, oh, don't give the kid cough medicine, he may become an alcoholic. Now, somebody who's not an alcoholic doesn't have to make those kind of restrictions. But somebody who has addictions, these are real, real demons that he has to contend with. It's the same thing in Ol Chatom. If a person is a tzaddik, he never was nichshol. So he's nichshol once, okay, you do tshuva. But if a person has a problem in a certain chait, you have to make all kinds of restrictions. And that's what the hay represents. There's the big space at the bottom of the hay, okay? And then there's the little space on top that represents, the space on top represents that a person has to make for himself a lot of restrictions when you're Baal Tshuva. But the Ramak says that's why a Baal Tshuva is greater than a Tzaddik Gomer. Because a Tzaddik Gomer doesn't have to live with all kinds of restrictions on himself. But when a person does Tshuva, he has to impose on himself. And so voluntary, he has the free will. And a person who's doing tshuva makes all kinds of restrictions on himself. So that's the top of the hay, where he's even higher up than people that never had to do these restrictions. So that's the idea, where it's a pella, what you're doing. Okay, I want to tell you something over that I heard years ago from my stepfather, B'Shalom Teichman. So Zayin Gezunt, he's a big time chacham, he lives in Lakewood, in Flatbush. But I heard it from him this past week, so I looked it over this week. It's another pshat, why is it called Yafli? Why is Nazir called Yafli? Okay, so I have a third pshat. Again, it's based on the Parshat Yitzchak, but it's kind of a hybrid pshat. In Ashi Yatzar, we use that lashon umachli lases. Okay, so in Hilchas Netil Zidayim, in Simon Vav, the Mechaber brings two pirushim. Why we say in by Ashi Yatzar umachli lases? What does it mean umachli lases? He does wonders. What's the wonders? We're talking about our body now. What's the wonder Hashem does? So the Mechaber says two pirushim, either because you eat food, eat a banana, eat an orange. Your body's an unbelievable factory. Can you imagine? Within a few hours, it completely extracts every vitamin, every nutrient, every mineral, and sends it to the right place in your body and packages the waste. And right, that's who mafli lasis. That's one pshat. Another pshat is, you know, we need oxygen. We breathe in, we breathe out, we breathe in, we breathe out. But how does that, we're not a balloon. You breathe into a balloon, you have to tie a knot. There's no knots in us. We have all kinds of, cavities in our bodies that we don't deflate. And our Kadosh Baruch Hu is mafli lasis. He preserves us with the air and the gases that we need. That's the same pshat. Rama opens a third pshat. It's a very nice pshat in Rama. Okay, so Rama says, umafli lasis. Okay, let me just find it exactly. Here it is. The oyesh lefarish umafli lasis b'masha shoyme ruach adam b'kirbe v'koysha dover ruchni b'dover gashmi. You know what the pella is? That our Kadosh Baruch Hu takes something spiritual and something physical and puts them together. Really, they shouldn't be together, right? The physical and the spiritual don't work together. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts the neshama together with the guf. Rav Huna says an unbelievable insight. If you think about it, what's Ashi Yatzar about? We come out of the bathroom. We're talking about our bodily needs. Not only going to the bathroom, we talk about your heart valves, right? A person's nekavim, chalulim. What's chalulim? The Mepharshim say chalulim are the cavities in your body, your lungs, your heart chambers, this chalulim, and we're talking about our body in Ashi Yatzar. And what's the bracha right after Ashi Yatzar? Elokai Neshama. So umafli lasais is the bridge, it's mamash the bridge between the bracha of Ashi Yatzar and Elokai Neshama. A human being is a composition of something very spiritual and something very physical. That's what a human being is. So where do we say umafli lasis? The Rambam says umafli lasis. Hashem puts together the spiritual and the physical. We say it at the end of Ashi Yatzar, right before we say it, like Kain Neshama. It's the bridge. Umafli lasis. A human being is a composite of spiritual and physical, and that's where we say it at the end of the physical and beginning of the spiritual. That's one point he says, and he says another point. Very nice point. He says the Rambam calls all halachas that have to do with speech, halachic speech. There's a book of the Rambam called Sefer Hafla. What's in the book of the Rambam Hafla? Hilchos Shavuos, Nedarim, Naziris, Erchin, Echarim. All the halachic speeches, when you want to make something hegdish, when you make something, you want to take an oath, a vow, a shavua, a nazir, all these are under the sefer called hafla. Why did the Rambam call it hafla? So again, the pashup shot is because in Parshas Naziris it says ish ki yafli, that's speech, right? But to say it a little bit deeper now with drama, how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu connect the ruchni v'gashmiyus? So what does it say in the Torah? It says Vayipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim v'ati adam nefesh chaya, and the Targum Mukla says we are a creature of speech. L'ruach memalala. Okay, so where is the expression of the kesher between the gashmi and the ruchni in our koyach hadibur? That's why, by the way, we call the medaber, right? So that's ishkli yafli. So the expression of hafla is the expression of speech. That's where we see the kesher. An animal is not a composite of gashmius or ruchnius. He's gashmius. He has a ruach of gashmius. The composition, this combination of spiritual and physical that coming together, that we see in the expression of speech. That's where it expressed itself. So that's the Rama says that's the Pella. So it's a little hybrid pshat. Things, the mitzvahs in the Torah that have to do with speech, the Rama put in Sefer Hafla. And that's the idea by Nazirs, Ish Ki Yafli, when a person uses his expression to do mitzvahs. This also is kind of a pella. You could use our physical body and do mitzvahs with it. Then that's what Avodas HaAdam is. We take the very physical and we bring it up and to make it spiritual. But just to highlight this idea, that the Rama says in Ashi Yatzar, umachli lasos is the connection between the Ruchni and the Gashmi, and that's expressed itself, that's where we see it when it comes to the Koyach HaDibur, and that's the Lashon of Ish Ki Yachli Linder Nazir Hashem. Everyone should have a Gevaldik Shabbos and Kol Tov.